Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to talk about arsenic localization and distribution and a little bit of speciation in the hyperaccumulator fern Pteris vittata. Now, we all know that arsenic is a human carcinogen. It causes various types of cancer like skin, bladder cancer, and lung cancer. And it is a very common toxicant still found all over the country. In this country, the major sources of arsenic being mining, coal burning, particularly agriculture, and also the wood preservatives. Now, pesticides, arsenical pesticides, were widely used in agriculture for a long time, from the beginning of the century, particularly in fruit orchards, in vegetable fields. Particularly where I come from, it was used as a defoliating agent in the cotton fields, as well as in the cattle dipping vat sites. So when the Pteris vittata was first reported, this was very exciting for a number of reasons, because this was probably a method that can be used to easily remediate some of the contamination. Now, the problem, particularly with expanding cities, and we have suburban areas encroaching into former agricultural lands. So what developers most of the time do is that they spread a few inches of soil in these agricultural lands, and then they come up with their housing project. So it's very easy for children playing in their backyards to dig up these few inches of soil and get exposed to arsenic. So it's so particularly the phytoremediation method would have been very useful under such conditions. So we started looking at some of the biological properties of arsenic as far as plants were concerned. It's well known that arsenate is an analog of phosphate, and so what basically it does is that it replaces the phosphate in biological systems, and therefore it uncouples oxidative phosphorylation and starves the plant cells of energy, and eventually causes death. And also it causes breakage and swelling of thylakoid membranes in the chloroplast, so it affects photosynthesis. So that's one. And as far as arsenite is concerned, it's much more poisonous when compared to arsenate. And one of the first symptoms that is seen in plants is wilting, because there's rapid loss of turgor pressure because of membrane degradation. And also, it binds to the sulfhydryl groups of proteins, which leads to inhibition of enzyme activity. Of course, uptake of arsenic in plants, it depends upon a number of factors. We've been studying a lot on how soil properties determine arsenic uptake, plant species, arsenic species, concentration. All these things are important. Now, arsenate, as I said, it's analog of phosphate, so it's taken up by plants by the phosphate transporter system. And so it competes with phosphate for uptake by plants. Now, mechanism, as far as the hyperaccumulator fern is concerned, it's been reported that it soaks up a lot of arsenic in its tissue. And although there has been a lot of studies on what the mechanism is of tolerance and detoxification in this plant, it's still not known what exactly the plant is doing to cope with so much arsenic in its system. So some of the reported stress response mechanisms in other plants include the following. We have suppression of the phosphate arsenate uptake system in a number of plants. So this is sort of an avoidance mechanism where the plant closes down the uptake system and thereby not get enough arsenate in their tissue. So this happens in a lot of tolerant plants, but obviously this is not the mechanism in case of Pteris vittata. The second mechanism, which is very common in case of many heavy metals, is chelation using a low molecular weight peptide called the phytochelatins, and then the chelate gets sequestered in vacuoles. So that's a mechanism which has been reported also in case of arsenic, but in different plants and not in Pteris. In Pteris, most of the time, we have seen reports that in Pteris, this mechanism really doesn't play much of a role. And phytochelatins have been reported in very small amounts, so it's possibly not the most important mechanism. The third one, of course, enhanced production of the reactive oxygen species take place because of the conversion of arsenate to arsenite in plant tissue, and that can be scavenged by the use of antioxidants, both enzymatic and non-enzymatic, and that could be a mechanism of how the plant deals with stress. Now, as far as chelation is concerned, using phytochelatins, like I said, it's a thiol-rich polypeptide with a structure like this, where the glutamine and cysteine is repeated anywhere between 2 and 11 times, and it ends most of the time with glycine. These are thiol-rich polypeptides which are induced by arsenic exposure in several different plants. And the phytochelatin arsenic complex has been demonstrated in various plants, but and also to a limited extent in Pteris vittata. And it has also been shown that tolerant plants produce higher levels of phytochelatin. Now, coming to oxidative stress, oxidative stress is produced by various factors like drought, cold, injury, heavy metals, etc. Conversion of arsenate to arsenite also produces the oxidative stress, and the reactive oxygen species, they cause damage to various biomolecules. So the way the plant deals with that is by scavenging the ROS using various antioxidant enzymes or non-enzymatic antioxidants. Now, we know that Pteris vittata was the first reported hyperaccumulator. The mechanism is still not very clear in spite of a lot of studies going on. Although we know that phytochelatins do not really play a major role in this plant. Now, our objective was to study the uptake of arsenic and how it's influenced by phosphorus. The induction of low molecular weight thiols and whether these play a role in tolerance, the speciation of arsenic in the plant tissue, as well as localization of arsenic. And we basically grew the plants in a hydroponic solution using Hoagland's media, and we used the following concentrations of arsenic: 250, 500, and 750 parts per million in the presence or absence of phosphorus. And we did arsenic speciation and localization, as well as we looked at the total arsenic chlorophyll content and the low molecular weight thiol content. Now, coming to some of the results we got, undoubtedly we see that a lot of arsenic is taken up by the tissue, particularly, and it is transported to the shoot tissue. So we see the shoot has 3 to 4 times the level of the root. So whatever is taken up is sent quickly to the shoot tissue, and also phosphorus does inhibit the uptake of arsenic to a certain extent. And when we look at the phosphorus uptake, that is inhibited in the presence of arsenic, actually. And also the movement of phosphate from the root to the shoot is inhibited here. So, and also, we grew the plants for 10 days in actually sodium arsenate. So we tried to look at what was the speciation of arsenic within the tissue. But before that, we looked also at the hydroponic medium. And what we see that very little is remaining. Actually, 3 to 4 times lower amounts of arsenic in the hydroponic solution was seen within 10 days. So the fern is taking up a lot of arsenic. So looking at the speciation in the tissue, we extracted the arsenic using water, and we looked, this is a coupled LC-ICP-MS, and we looked at the root tissue as well as the shoot. We see that in the root, it still remains mainly in the form of arsenate, but in the shoot, it gets rapidly transformed into arsenite. And when we look at how much, almost 60 to 70% transformation is seen. And also one thing we see is that as the levels of arsenic go up, the transformation decreases. So that's probably toxicity response of the plant. And then when we look at the toxicity symptoms in the leaves, we do see that there is some yellowing and also decrease in biomass, not drastic, but somewhat of a decrease in the biomass, as well as we see chlorosis and discoloration of the tips, yellowing of the leaf tips as the concentrations increase. And looking at the chlorophyll and the low molecular weight thiols, we do see that both chlorophyll A, chlorophyll B, and total chlorophyll is affected by the presence of high levels of arsenic here. So the plant is showing symptoms of stress. And low molecular weight thiols are going up also. So there was a positive correlation between the increase in arsenic concentration and the levels of thiols that were induced, particularly in the shoot tissue. We do see low molecular weight thiols, so this could be a mechanism by which the plant is dealing with arsenic stress. And then we try to look at arsenic within the plant cells and see where is the arsenic going. So to our surprise, although we repeatedly detected so much arsenic in the tissues using SEM, we could see nothing in the cells, nothing in the cell walls for a long time. And our collaborator worked hard on this one. And finally, we detected arsenic here on the surface of the leaf, both the upper surface and the lower surface, in the form of crystals. So it almost looks like it's exuding arsenic out of the leaf. So, and this is actually a magnified image of the same crystalline deposition on the leaf surface, and this is in younger leaves. So what we have seen reports of is senescent leaves or older leaves do leach out some arsenic, but this has not been reported for very young plants. So we tried to see what the composition of those crystals are. It's associated with calcium, so it's probably calcium arsenate kind of a crystal. We have to do further studies. We have some bean time, so we'll look at that in February. But right now what we see is that this is probably a mechanism of the extrusion of the arsenic in the form of calcium arsenate or some such compound happening in the plant. And this is probably a way that the plant is dealing with so much of arsenic in its system. So what are the implications in terms of phytoremediation? We don't know if this would leach out. We are doing some leaching studies, so this doesn't really look good for long-term use as phytoremediation. But this is a very preliminary study, so we are looking at it in detail. So in summary, we do see that Teres vittata is an arsenic hyperaccumulator, and it does hyperaccumulate arsenic. It translocates a lot of arsenic from root to shoot, so which is good for a hyperaccumulator. Phosphorus interferes with arsenic uptake, and we know that arsenic mainly exists as arsenite. It rapidly transforms to arsenite in the shoot. Low molecular weight thiols are induced, so it's probably one mechanism by which it deals with the arsenic stress, but the other way is probably extrusion of the arsenic out of the leaf by some form of a calcium arsenate crystal. Thank you. So do you detect it in form of arsenite?
Okay.
Because we repeatedly tried to detect arsenic, although we know by total digestion that there's a lot of arsenic in the system, we are not finding it. And then we see these crystals. So I'm wondering if you ever saw these crystalline depositions on the top of the leaves. So, and this is something we repeatedly see. So we have to do more studies, but this is very surprising.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.